It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. I can see on your face you thought I was going to interrupt
you. I thought you were, man.
You know what? 2019 is going to be the year of no interruptions.
Okay.
And I'm getting a two-month head start. Okay. How about that?
All right. Okay. We see how long that lasts, but yeah, that's good, man. That's good. All right.
All right.
No interruptions. All right.
You're proud of me?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
want to just because I just there's one thing I don't like is people who interrupt.
Uh-huh.
Let's just go ahead
and get started then. Today we are joined by Logan Tyler Nelson, and he's the founder of the Logan Tyler Nelson Agency, and he's also the creator of the Scratch Your Own Itch podcast, which is a self-improvement podcast that delivers the stories we're afraid to share but need to, which is really cool because it's like inspiring stuff about insecurities and emotional stuff, all sorts of really great things like that. You can find some of his work has been published on Thrive Global and Medium. He's a graduate from NIU, and he inspires to give voice to authors, speakers, and small business owners to create content through podcasting and social media. He equips people with the tools necessary to live with compassion and curiosity, and his intention for every day is to be the best part of someone else's day.
I love that.
Logan, welcome to the Jones Zone, man. Good to have you.
Thanks, guys. Sweet. I'm super pumped to be here.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt the heck out of you because I know you hate people that do that. So
I just hate it when Chris interrupts.
What?
There's one thing. Yeah.
It's just me. Huh?
It's just a certain thing that you do. It just interrupt people.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do that too sometimes.
Well, how did it feel to hear that intro out loud? How did it feel to hear that? That's pretty cool stuff.
Dude, intros are wild because, I find them so kind of unreal, surreal, I guess, in a way. Like, when we were growing up, I don't know if you guys watch late night television show, but the intro for somebody was always so crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going to make or break it. And so I think that's why, we look up to people like Jim Carrey, or we look up to people like Adam Sandler, or we did at least, maybe not anymore, but we did look up to those people because they owned up to their introduction, and so if you continually put it on paper that this is your bio and this is going to be the sort of gravestone that I would like to leave the world with, then there's more clarity in life and we're not so confused. And I think one of the biggest problems that we have nowadays is humans just get bored because technology is kind of making a lot of our jobs outsourced and it's making things way more efficient. And so I see a lot of people with this question of, what do I do with my life?
Right.
So to have that bio, though, it gives you a reason to really live and give you an intention for the day and to put meaningful work out there.
Yeah, very good. Well, why don't you give us a little bit more about yourself, some of your personal story and a little bit of your professional background, and then how you got started with the Logan Tyler Nelson Agency and all that.
So I graduated college with an acting degree, and I wanted to be an actor so bad. I poured myself in it. I definitely now know that I have ADHD, and it was actually, at first I thought it was a curse, but it's totally a gift. And with people that have ADHD, they get really, really hyper-focused with things and obsessed. So once I get into something, man, forget it. Game over. I'm going to get into it so hard and I'm going to obsess over it. I'm going to talk about it every day, all day. I'm going to just eat, sleep, and really just do everything around that. So acting was that obsession for me. I've had other things that I've been obsessed with, motocross, tracing. I got sent around the world to be a pro-am snowboarder at one point. And so,
really? Dang, that's awesome.
Really,
yeah. So I've just really gone extreme, I guess, is my other middle name, not just Tyler.
Yeah.
And so once I get into something, I really get into it. And after college, I wanted to pursue an acting career, and I already put in like 8.5 years of studying comedy and improv and other forms of acting. I went to Russia for acting, and I really identified myself with this acting thing. And then I found myself one day just not really having the success that I thought I would have, like soon right out of college. And I had a single thought about, like, what if this life really doesn't give me the thing that I want out of it? So I was trying so hard at this acting thing. And I got off of a shift at work, and I thought about, okay, well, if this life isn't going to give me something that I really want out of it, what's the point? I had like a total Woody Allen sort of like moment, but I went even further with it. Instead of Woody Allen just telling his mom, you know, hey, what's the point of life, from that movie, I can't recall what it's from, but instead I had the single thought of, what's the point of this life? Why don't I just end it? So I started walking home from my shift that I was just on, and I saw this parking garage, and really just all of a sudden all these thoughts came into my life, like the worst of the worst, like no one really likes me, I've never had a best friend before, I can't hold a relationship with a girl for longer than 6 months, I can't achieve the body that I've ever wanted to achieve and I've worked so hard, I can't reach my acting goals even though I've put so much work into it, what's the point? So what did I do? I walked up in 3 stories of the parking garage. I got on the ledge. I looked down. And I jumped. And I jumped nosedived. I head first, totally trying to make it to where I would just crack my neck and be done with it. I didn't end up cracking my neck because obviously I'm talking to you right now, but I woke up and I thought, okay, there's got to be another way to kill myself. So I started thinking and really going, what's the perfect suicide? And so I started researching. My sick mind wanted to research which ways I could kill myself. And I loved podcasts already. So I started listening to some podcasts to learn about different ways to kill myself. So I just typed in, like, perfect suicide. And this girl came on and she talked about how she set herself into a car accident to make it look like, you know, it was going to be just a car accident instead of suicide. And she ended up living through it and getting on other podcasts to talk about her story. And just listening to her was like a huge major paradigm for me because it made me realize, like, there's other people like me. So I started listening to other people talk about their failures and their suicidal thoughts, and people that I really looked up to. So I started listening to the Mental Illness Happy Hour, and that's with what's his name? Have you guys ever heard of it?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Oh, it's a great show. It's Paul Gilmartin. That's his name.
Okay.
And these really successful comedians, doctors, singers, authors, speakers, they were on his show, and it just really inspired me to start my own show kind of like that and talk about mental illness. And a lot of these people that came on were actually podcasters themselves. So, you know, when we start talking about, like, really, really hard-to-share stuff like eating binges and failed relationships and divorces and suicidal thoughts, like, you kind of create a really close relationship with that person. And I just kept doing that. And these podcasters would then ask me if I knew of any other shows that they could get on to share their story, and that would connect them no problem at all. And and someone was like, you know, you could turn this into a service, just connecting people onto other shows. And I thought, well, like, that's just mean at first. I actually did think that that was kind of robbing people of money. Like, I really, like, I was like, hey, why would I do that? Like, why would I actually, like, sell that to anybody? But again, it's all around mindset, as you guys know. I know you guys are two brilliant people, and mindset's everything. And my mindset was that I was robbing somebody, but it was really just I was afraid to give that service and actually step into that success. As that quote goes, sometimes our greatest fear is not that we will be failures, but our greatest fear is that we'll actually be successful. And so that was just kind of a fear of mine. I had a mindset that the service could be successful. And so that's kind of where I am now. It leads up to where I am now is I'm just connecting other people onto podcasts. And it's just what I love to do is because podcasts really did save my life in the end.
Yeah, literally did. Jeez, that's quite the story, man. So what does the Logan Tyler Nelson Agency actually do? So you've kind of touched on it a little bit and hinted at it, but what are the services that you guys provide, and then how do you actually go about doing it and stuff?
Yeah, so let's say, like, you came out with a book, and you're looking to sell some more books. And you're getting on TV shows, or you're getting on radio, or you're doing Facebook ads, and, like, you're finding yourself going, wow, I feel like I'm just disconnected with my audience. Well, that's because, like, the form of content creation that you're doing is just kind of, like, drive-bys. I equate it to an old billboard, like, you know, billboard. Like, you might take notice of that billboard. You might go, oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
99-cent burgers at McDonald's. But it doesn't really last with you. So if you want to build, like, a true relationship with somebody, I think a podcast or an audiobook are the two single best ways to do it nowadays, just because we live in such a busy world. People are on the go when they're at exercise and they can listen to a podcast, and people are on the train commuting, they can listen to a podcast or an audiobook. So if you have some sort of book that you want people to read or listen to, by getting on podcasts, you can really intrigue someone in what your book is about, what your life is about. Maybe if you're not just an author, maybe you're a small business owner of a gym, and you teach people how to up-level their life on health, fitness, and wisdom. You might go into a podcast and create content around that. So what I do at the end of the day is really connect someone that has that small business or maybe that book and connect the podcasters and get them on the show so they can create content so everyone wins.
So podcasting is actually a great way to, in marketing, we call it develop the attractive character. And in order to do that, you tell different stories and everything, but it's a way, like you said, it's a way to basically interact with your audience, and they get to know who the real person is behind the microphone. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, I've noticed that, you know, you can only read a book once, but if you see a bunch of, like, different episodes with other authors, or maybe even a person that owns a gym, if you keep seeing all these different episodes with people, like, you really get an insight on their life and their thoughts and the new thoughts they have from after writing their book, or the new thoughts they have after opening their gym. And you get a real insight on not just who they were when they made this product, but who they are now and who they continue to kind of evolve into.
Right on.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your podcast. So, Scratch Your Own Itch podcast, I mean, this is something you've been doing with consistency and regularity. You got like 175 episodes of great content that's out there helping people. I mean, tell us about how you've developed it over the years, how it's changed, and what it's taught you, and just what it's about.
I started that just because, like, man, I needed to. Like, I really needed to. Those people that were saying stuff like, you know, I had over $30 million in debt, and that I wanted to kill myself, and I had a family, and I really didn't care at that point because I was so buried in all this money that I had to sometimes find because of a failed business. I just simply sent those people notes or messages or emails or Instagram messages and said, hey, I really found your story to be like incredibly heartening, and it gave me like real power to keep going. And my family, I love them, but a lot of us, we have such a negative mindset, like on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And my mind, even, I don't know if you guys ever had this, but like some days I'll see someone with like a frown, or I'll see somebody walking down the street and they just look miserable. And I plant a story in my head that like I did that to them. Like that was my fault. Like they're not happy because of me. And that's just a story that I was telling myself. Like I put this weight on my shoulders. And so I started Scratch Your Own Itch, which I totally stole off of Tim Ferriss, because he's someone that I really looked up to at the time. And he just said, you know, scratch your own itch with any business or entrepreneurship that you may start. Is if you got an itch, you know, do scratch your own itch. So scratch your own itch for me is really, it kind of goes down to a deeper level of when you're really depressed and down, if you get curious about something, like no matter what it is, whatever subject, like it's really hard to be depressed and also curious at the same time. That's why kids are just, you want to trade places with them, because they look at everything with virgin eyes and a new way of looking at it, and they are intimately happy with everything because they see every experience as new. And so Scratch Your Own Itch was like an opportunity for me to interview these people on totally different subjects. Sometimes I'd have people on that would talk about a weight loss program that they're doing. And then sometimes I'd have people on there talking about like real estate investing and how to do that. But every single time it would just kind of pull me out of any depressive thoughts, because I was just curious about these people and what they do with their life and what they do with their business. So, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool, man.
So, you know, podcasting, I like it in a sense that it gives us a chance to interview some really cool and amazing people who have, you know, different you know, mindsets or mindsets that you want to strive to be at. And when you're talking about scratching your own itch, it reminds me of what a past guest of ours talked about, Brandon Hawk, and he was always like, double down on what makes you happy. And he actually said on the podcast, he was like, he asked me and Chris, you know, what's the point of running your business? And we answered, it was like, you know, to be happy. And he goes, what if you flip that? What if you be happy first and then build a business around what makes you happy? So kind of when you're talking about, you know, scratching your own itch, that's kind of what it makes me remember.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. That's so cool. I literally just listened to a show about this exact thing. It was with Grant Cardone and his wife. I don't know her name. I forget her name. But they're talking about, like, what if you won $1 billion? Like, what would you do? Like, what would really change in your life? Mm. And all these people kept coming on and saying, like, oh, God, I'd be so happy. I would finally take care of the debt that I have. And, oh, I'd finally build that business that I've always wanted, because I'd have capital to do it. And then I would, oh, yeah, I would donate this money to this cause and whatnot. And that would make me really happy at the end of the day. And Grant, even though I don't agree with everything he says, but he really did make sense in this point. He said, like, what if you just changed your mindset around, I've got to get this to be happy first? What if you did it just as if you already had $1 billion, but you started smaller, started giving $20 away, you know, to gas stations that were doing donations for heart disease.
Mm.
Like, the amount of happiness that you're going to receive is going to be huge. So, I mean, even though he's like totally about 10x, he even spoken to the words of, what if you just put yourself in a neighborhood of people that made $50,000 a year and you made $100,000 a year versus trying to be like a guy who's going to put yourself in a neighborhood where everyone's making $1 million and you're only making $100,000? Because when you do that, when you kind of like set yourself up as a person that's in the position to help somebody, always being in a position to help help somebody, there's no reason to really fail. I mean, like, you just can't fail, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so when you put yourself and you give yourself those abilities to just always put yourself in a position for just helping, and you,
damn it.
It's kind of the one thing they don't teach you in school. But if they just taught you that and you set up your entire business around how can I just set myself up for constantly helping people out, I would, by byproduct, a simple byproduct would be I would be happier around it.
Right.
So just kind of made me think of that.
Yeah.
What are some things you do for personal development? Do you have a morning routine, or are there certain things that you look forward to doing to kind of keep you in a good place other than podcasting?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love to work out. As total transparency is, right now I'm on the elliptical. So I love to move. I just think that movement is something that is just required for us as a species. And, you know, we were built, man, to, like, travel for long distances and walk and migrate for miles and miles and miles, and I know for a fact my brain just like shuts off when I send that signal to myself, like, all right, I'm sitting down, I'm lying down, and after 10 minutes of doing that, I'm starting to get tired and exhausted. So I definitely have a workout routine that I follow. I also am a huge subscriber to listening to Tom Billy's podcast. I'm a huge subscriber to listening to just other podcasts, and listening to YouTube videos that are small that'll give me like tactical advice that I can implement right away. Because I think honestly, sometimes a podcast is so long that you just don't know what to do with it. They say a million things in it and they go, oh wow, like they give you this awesome story. And I think that really does kind of scratch your own itch with getting your storytelling. And, you know, because I think a lot of us, we actually, the reason why podcasts are so popular is because we've missed out on that storytelling aspect in life. And so podcasts do give us that. But a YouTube video, you know, on like how to set up a website, or a YouTube video on how to set up a sales funnel. I love doing that. So that's a personal development for me. Just being able to go, I want to set one big goal for a day. And if I do that, and I check that off, like, to me, that is personal development in itself.
Very cool. You've mentioned Tim Ferriss and Grant Cardone. Are there any other influences that you have that you usually look up regularly?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man, the list goes on and on. It changes, too. I really look up to Tom Asger. I don't know if you know who he is.
No.
Have you heard of him?
No, I've heard of him.
Oh, guys, like, you would love his book. He's got a book called I Am Pete.
Okay.
And
what's it called?
It's all about I Am Pete.
Okay.
And it's all about, like, these two people. Like, there's this one guy named Coleridge, and there's this guy named Pete. And Coleridge and Pete are two gentlemen. So Coleridge is this guy who kind of like is always analyzing things. Like, he's always trying to make sure that his day's set up pretty perfect. So he goes to bed on a certain time, he wakes up at a certain time, he eats at a certain time. Everything is kind of planned for his day. When he decides to go and start a business, he wants to do a lot of research on that business. And then he has this other guy in the book named Keats, who is just a guy who just does things. He just follows his own intuition and just does things. goes to sleep when he gets tired and wakes up when he's not tired anymore. Kind of the person that we look up to, that we all want to be, but we can't, or we think we can't. And Tom Asker wrote this book because we wanted it to be a screenplay at first, and then the screenplay didn't do so well, so he turned it into a book. And then he wrote a book about beliefs and the business of beliefs and how everything is kind of that. It's the ability to change your mindset around a certain business. So, like, if you thought for a while that the only business that would actually make money is the one that is strategic and you're planning everything out and you're marketing, and instead of doing any testing, you're really being strategic with what you're putting out there. And then all of a sudden you change your rhythm around and you start being more like Pete's, and you go, no, I'm just going to kind of just see what happens if I just follow my intuition and do what I like, do what makes me happy, do what I'm passionate about. And that's why we look up to people like Steve Jobs, and we look up to people like Disney, and we look up to people like Shakespeare, because we remember them not for always the work that they provided, but really the amount of passion that they had in the world, the amount of passion that they lived with. So really, like, it comes down to, like, we remember these people because they went through this point in their life where they got so obsessed with their work that if they weren't working, they didn't know what to do with their life. So I'm constantly influenced by people that are just extremely obsessed with what they do. And when I see those people that are extremely obsessed with what they do, I see those people turn into legends, you know? I mean, we met on LinkedIn, and I see there's a few people on LinkedIn that just continually show up. They just won't stop. Yeah. And so when I see that passion, I go, that's something to look into. And they didn't do it just for a couple of months. They've been doing it for a year or two, or 2 years, or 3 years. And so anyone who's just doing something for a consistently long time, period of time, I look up to. So, like, you guys are influencers to me just because of your show. Like, you've had it for so long.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Cool. Much love. Well, let's take it home, man. We know you're a little short on time. We appreciate you coming on. We were late getting started, which was Brian's fault.
Yeah,
but,
it's totally my fault. I'm the clumsy
for
guy.
Anyone that's interested in your services and launching a podcast and they want to connect with you, what is the best way to do that?
Thanks, guys. I've been hanging around on LinkedIn a lot, so I gave you guys some tags that you could do, but I think the one place where I really want you to connect with me is on LinkedIn, just because I love the complimentary insights that people have on that platform. There's not people arguing about politics this or politics that. There's not people, like, arguing about, you know, what is really depression, like you would see on Facebook and stuff like that. And so really, if you follow me on LinkedIn,
awesome.
I would love to connect with you on there. So thank you for letting me to do a shameless plug.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Chris, you gotta keep copying everything I'm saying.
Sorry.
Jeez. All right, man. Take him home, Chris.
All right, Logan. Thanks for coming on the Jones Zone podcast.
Thanks, man. And also, guys, anyone that's listening to this right now, like, please hit the 5-star review for these guys. Subscribe to the show. Like, really, because you're just missing out on life. Like, if you're not subscribing to the show, then when they release an episode and you don't know about it, like, what the heck? That sucks, right? So just hit the subscribe button for them. And I guarantee the leaders that are conducting the show will change a ton in not only your life, but your business, which we all really care about so much and we want to level up in. So just do yourself a favor of hitting the subscribe button and letting technology work for you instead of against you.
I love that, man.
You're the man, Logan.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.